Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Torah tells us that a person gets 39 lashes of Malkut. That number is the maximum amount that a person could receive for a violation of a single Avera. The doctors would look at this person, they would examine him and see, is he healthy enough to receive those full 39? And if not, they would only give him what he could withstand. The Mishnah tells us, "En omdin oto ela b'makot ha-re'uyot lihishtalesh." When they evaluate the person to see how many makot he will receive, they give him a number that's going to be divisible by 3. So that number has to fit into that 3, because as we'll learn in Mishnah Yud Gimel, the lashes were given as sets of 3 on 3 different parts of the body. So if they're evaluating him, and let's say the doctor say he looks like he could do 20 lashes, they wouldn't give him that full 20 because it's not divisible by 3. And they wouldn't add one and say, you know what, give him 21 and that's divisible by 3, because that would be giving him more than he could handle. What they would do is they would lower that number to 18, for example, which is divisible by 3. They would give him 18 lashes. Amaduhu lekabel arba'im. If the court originally evaluated him and they said that he looks like he's strong enough to receive 40 lashes, 40 is the Lashon HaTorah, what the Torah uses, but really we know it's 39. Laka miksat ve'amru, she'eno yachol lekabel arba'im. And if after he received some of the lashes, so he received some of them, and then the Bet Din notices that he's weak, and that he doesn't have the ability to go through all of the 40 lashes, patur, they exempt him from receiving the rest of the lashes. They don't want to kill the person. Amaduhu lekabel shemone esre. But if they evaluated him and they saw that he could only bear 18 lashes, mishilaka, but once he started receiving those 18 lashes, amru, shiacholhu lekabel arba'im. The court said, looks like he really could receive 40 lashes, not only the 18 that we thought. Patur, he's still exempt from the rest of those lashes, because we say it would be degrading for the appearance of the Bet Din to give him more lashes when he was evaluated and given a different amount. The Mishnah will now tell us, let's say he did something that warrants 2 different sets of Malkut, how would they deal with that type of person? Avar avera sheyesh ba shene lavin. If a person did an avera that has 2 separate prohibitions and he would have to receive 2 sets of malkut, in that case we do the following. Amaduhu omed ehad. If they evaluate him at one time for both of these averot that he did, and they come to the conclusion that he could health-wise receive more than 1 set of malkut at a time, loke upatur, he would receive as many lashes as he could withstand, whatever they diagnosed for him, and then he would be exempt from the rest of the lashes. For example, let's say they came to the conclusion that he committed 2 lavin, so he has to receive now 39 times 2, that's 78 lashes, that's the maximum he could receive. And they evaluate him and they say, you know what, he could really deal with 42 lashes. And they see that he can handle that. They give him the first set of 39, and they keep going, and they go all the way till 42, which is into the second set of lashes. We say loke upatur, he's received the lashes that he got, and he is patur. He receives punishment for both the averot that he did, because he went into the second malkut, even though he only got 3 as part of the second. That's considered to be that he took care of it. But imlav, if they analyze him, they evaluate him, and they see that he cannot withstand getting more than 39 lashes at one time, loke, he receives those lashes that they evaluated him that he could receive. Umitrape, then they wait till he recovers health-wise. Vehozer veloke, and then they evaluate him again, and then they eventually give him 1 more set of lashes for the second avera that he did. Since in the first round he was given less than 39 lashes, those lashes are only serving as a kapara for the first avera that he did. And therefore, once he heals up and they evaluate him once more and they give him another partial set or a full set of malkut, that would go towards the second avera. Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Bet. Here the Mishnah will talk about how Malkut was given. Mishnah says, Ketzad Malkino To, how did the sinner get Malkut? Kofet Shite Adav Al Ha'amud Helach Vahelach. They would tie his 2 hands to either side of a wooden post. The Hazana Knesset Ohez Bebegadav. The person who was going to give him the Malkut would grab his clothing and pull them. Im nikde'u, nikde'u. If they ripped, they ripped. Im nifremu, nifremu. And if he tore them on the seam, he tore them on the seam. He doesn't have to really care for the person's clothes. He's allowed to rip them. Ad shehu megale et libo, until he uncovers the chest and the back of the person he's going to whip. Those are going to be the parts of the body that are going to get whipped. V'ha'even nituna me'aharav, hazana kneset omed aleha. There was a stone placed behind the sinner, and the attendant, the worker who was going to whip the person, would stand behind him on that stone. Urtzua shel egil beyado. He would hold in his hand a strap made from calfskin, and he would use that to give the malkut. Kefula ehad lishnayim ushnayim la'arba'a. The strap was doubled. They folded it in half, and then they folded it once more in order to make a thickness of four straps. Ushteret su'ot olot v'yordot ba. And woven into this strap was two other straps made of donkey that were woven in to this strap, so it would be a combination of calfskin and also part donkey. That's what the ritzu'ah, that's what the whip would be.